And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. A couple guests joining us here in studio as we get set to talk about the Manhattan branch of AAUW, which stands for American Association of University Women. We have past president Mary Stamey joining us in studio. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Dee Dee Brokish is joining us as well. Dee Dee, I didn't get your title. What's your title?
Brandon, thanks for having us here today. And I am the co-chair for programs.
Okay.
AAUW.
And the reason we have you in here today is Monday is a big event, is the International Women's Day, and you have your program at 7 p.m.
That's correct.
That'll be held via Zoom, right?
Yes.
Okay. For those that aren't familiar, I guess you want to, who wants to start, Mary?
I'll be glad to start.
Okay.
Our association has been around in Manhattan for 100 years now, but the AAUW began a long time ago in 1891. We're nonpartisan, nonprofit, and we advocate for women with issues like salary, equity, research, just in general advocating for women. We have programs each month and are proud to have sought out local people such as Sonia and Dave Baker spoke to us this year, as well as the general counsel of, at KSU, Sarah Crittenden. And our signature event is International Women's Day. Each year, I'm really proud of this part of it, each year we offer 2 to 4 scholarships for women. In our particular case, it's to non-traditional women students at Kansas State and seeking higher education. They may not be able to afford schooling otherwise, and they're usually not just right out of high school. In fact, that's a part of it. They're a little bit older. So, and 4 of our guests on our International Women's Panel are this year's scholarships winners. So it'll be exciting to hear what's happening in their lives, and they are a part of the international community.
The panel discussion is always such a neat thing because you get to hear perspectives from all over the world here in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yes. I added up the other day the number of countries. We've seen 26 women in our 7 years of doing International Women's Day, and they represent 20 different countries. And yes, we have learned a lot.
Now, Dee Dee, what should people know here for Monday's event if they want to participate?
Well, for Monday's event, they could contact our email address. I think let's see, Mary has that in front of her, probably there. I think it's ManhattanKSAAUW@gmail.com. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, I have that written down, and that is correct.
All right, so ManhattanKSAAUW@gmail.com. So if folks would like to send an email to that address, then we can send them a link to the Monday at 7 p.m. meeting. And we'll have 5 panelists on that day, and I can let you know the panelists' names if you're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Go. Let's. You got 5 different ones here to choose from, so let's go run down the list.
We have one lady who's her name is Palwasha Yousafi. She was born in Kabul, Afghanistan. She actually moved to America to Manhattan in 2016 with her husband and 2 children. But after 2 weeks, her husband was having visa issues, so he had to go back to Afghanistan. So that left Palwasha and her children here in Manhattan for 2 years. So she was struggling. They couldn't afford to get a house for rent. So as a result, they moved to Houston, and they're still struggling with finding jobs and getting an apartment. So we have Palwasha, but also we have our 4 AAUW scholarship winners who will be on our panel on this coming Monday at 7. And the 4 ladies are Nadishani Patnaika, and she's from Sri Lanka. She's a graduate student in apparel and textiles in the Department of Interior Design and Fashion Studies at K-State. And she earned an undergrad degree at the University of the Arts, London, England. Then our next AAUW scholarship winner is Taiwo Bamidele. She currently is an assistant lecturer in Obafemi Awolowo University of Ifa, Nigeria, and a PhD student in the College of Health and Human Sciences at K-State. Now, then we also will have Natalie Dooling. She earned her Bachelor of Music Education at K-State in 2015. She's actually from Kansas, And she did teach a choir at the Chanute High School for 4 years before coming back to K-State. And now she's pursuing a Master of Music Education. Then our other panelist is Pingping Chen. She is from China. She's a PhD candidate in industrial engineering and manufacturing systems at K-State. She's the president of the Graduate Student Council at K-State also. And she holds a master's degree from Institute of Physics, Chinese Academy of Sciences and Optical Engineering, and a bachelor's degree in Optical Information and Sciences from Minzu University.
All right. Some great names there. And have you had a chance to meet with these ladies yet? Do you know a little bit about their backgrounds?
Yes, we met with them via Zoom about a week ago and assured them that this wasn't an interrogation kind of meeting. It was just informational. And we try to, they were very excited to be able to represent their country, but just a tad nervous about exactly what we were going to ask them. And we just want to know about their culture, their upbringing, and what are the similarities and differences between their experiences in their home country as well as what we have here, both educationally, personally, family-wise, whatever. Just share that, our similarities and our differences.
I think it's always interesting to when we've had people here on the radio in the past, just to hear the different experiences they've had, both in their career, you know, whether they've how much money they're making compared to their male counterparts, things like that. It's different from country to country. We're so blessed here in America with how much progress we've made for women's rights here that it's not the same everywhere, though.
It's not the same, and in some areas, it's better.
That's true.
It's amazing to see those little differences. I might say that the International Committee of this celebration has a theme every year, and we try to touch on that theme. And the theme this year is hashtag break the bias. And so we all know we have biases in our everyday lives and as a culture and as a country. And so we'll touch on that as well.
All right. Didi, did you have some more you wanted to highlight here this morning on this?
Well, I do want to make sure that we recognize our sponsors. We have two diamond level sponsors for this event, and that would be Barbara Reese and also the League of Women Voters. So we thank them for their sponsorships.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great opportunity. Now, anybody can attend this year. Is there an in-person component, or is it only going to be via Zoom this year?
It's just via Zoom because they were kind of scattered about, and we have AAUW members across the state who regularly attend our meetings, and so we've kept that Zoom part of it. And I would add that if anybody knows me, Mary Stamian, knows my email, they're certainly welcome to do that. But I want to say again that email address, manhattankssaaw@gmail.com.
All right. Now, for the scholarship program, I might just ask, how do people nominate someone for that? Or do you guys do that with your board?
We coordinate with that with the university.
Okay.
And they help us promote that through the graduate school. And then we have a committee in our local group that take the applicants and interview them and select, depending on our finances, what we have to offer. And also depending on how many apply.
Okay. It's a wonderful event here, and we're always happy to highlight AAU, International Women's Day. Is there anything that we haven't covered you want to make sure to get out, Mary?
Come.
Okay.
It's a delightful a couple hours. Manhattankssaaw@gmail.com.
All right. Sounds good. Mary, Dee Dee, thank you for being here this morning, and we'll look forward to a great event on Monday.
Thank you for
having us.
Thanks,
Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap up segment number 3. Stay tuned. We'll hear from some folks from Meadowlark up next on News Radio KMAN.